Thirdly, the centrality of the act of going for refuge in the Buddhist spiritual life. It is the going for refuge to the three jewels that makes us a Buddhist. To the extent that we go for refuge, to that extent we're a Buddhist. Going for refuge is of course found in all forms of Buddhism. At least references to it are found. But unfortunately, it's often spoken of, at least in English, as taking refuge. This not only contradicts the plain language of the scriptures, where the word is gacchami, I go, it also has the wrong sort of connotation, a connotation of appropriation and possession, even a grasping. So let us be careful never to speak of taking refuge. But though going for refuge is found in all forms of Buddhism, it rarely, if ever, has a central place in them. That place is taken, more often than not, by something else, either by monastic ordination, for example, or by a particular kind of meditation, or some other spiritual practice. In our own tradition, however, going for refuge is central. We seek to place the three jewels at the center, at the heart of our lives, and to orient all our activities towards them, directly or at least indirectly. And all this is, of course, very well known to you. There's no need for me to enlarge upon it. But I'd like to remind you of the four levels of going for refuge. There's first of all the ethnic or cultural going for refuge. Then secondly, there's provisional going for refuge. Thirdly, there's effective going for refuge. And fourthly, there's real going for refuge. An understanding of these four is absolutely fundamental. Ordination represents a recognition by our spiritual friends that we are effectively going for refuge. At least effectively. But ordination is not enough. We must not rest on our laurels. We are not, as order members, effectively going for refuge unless we also are making a serious effort to achieve real going for refuge, that is to say, to gain stream entry or to achieve the arising of the real bodhicitta. I shall have something to say about the bodhicitta a little later on. We must therefore ask ourselves if we are really making that effort, really keeping alive the flame of that aspiration. Because if we do not go forward, inevitably we shall slip back, perhaps even slip back into a merely provisional, even a purely formal going for refuge. A convention, obviously, is a good time to think about such things. A good time to make an extra effort to make a going for refuge real. It is not simply a time for socializing or for catching up with the news, even FWBO news, though that has, of course, a place to a limited extent, especially if you haven't seen someone, some fellow order member, for a long time. And then fourthly, fourth emphasis, the importance of spiritual friendship. This is the fourth of our distinctive emphases. Friendship is a basic human need. Relations between friends is one of the six basic human relationships dealt with by the Buddha in the Sigalovada Sutta, where the Buddha has quite a lot to say on the subject, especially on how to distinguish the good friend from the bad friend. Without friends, good friends, one is hardly human. And without spiritual friends, one can hardly be a practicing Buddhist. Spiritual friends help us to make spiritual progress. They encourage us when we're downhearted, challenge us when we're slack, inspire us when we lose touch with the ideal. They also help us in practical, even mundane ways. In fact, spiritual friendship, Kalyanamitrata, is itself a means of spiritual progress, itself a spiritual practice. In spiritual friendship, we learn to forget ourselves, our petty self-interest and concern. We begin to transcend the difference between self and others. Perhaps we get a glimpse of the bodhicitta. Again, all this is well known to you. You've all benefited at some time or other, very likely benefiting now from spiritual friendship. And perhaps you've all, at times, felt the lack of that spiritual friendship. So you all know what it is. So I'll say no more about it.